92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk Indeed. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, where you get to call in, voice your opinions, your concerns, have a good conversation about it. 884-9910. 884-9910. And Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Wow. This is a hugely busy day. I use that word in honor of our president. Hugely. And it is incredible that we are sitting here going through this, listening to the Democrats talk about how just even over a phone call that was a few months ago, his abuse of power and his subversion of Congress is just a joke, since they have been doing this since day one. Waiting for something, looking for something that they could find to impeach the president. Wow. Going through all the different news reports from around the country, I don't understand in the thoughts of Democrats of going back to their districts and holding town hall meetings right now before this sham of an impeachment. All they're doing is hearing from their constituents, getting screamed down, foul language. I don't think it's actually quite so foul. I'm kind of okay with it right now, with what they're saying to the politicians during these town halls, which is, I love it. Abigail Spanberger facing the wrath of her angry constituents. A lot of people saw the Representative Slocum's. I mean, they weren't even going to give her a chance to speak. She just talked over everybody as they're chanting Trump 2020. And this really is a sad day. I could have cared less of what, or I couldn't have cared less what Clinton did in the White House with an intern. I, you know, guess what? There have been nasty goings on in that building for probably, let's give it 200 years. Yeah, maybe. Let's back it off to 100 because, 200. Because people had affairs. People, they didn't care back then. But the man lied. And when you're caught in one lie, it makes you wonder what other lies you're telling. That was the only reason I was interested in the impeachment of Clinton. And just like Clinton, Trump is going to overcome this, and he's going to be even more popular. His approval rating already up 6 points. And, of course, higher than Obama's when he was at this point in his presidency. I hate polls. I don't answer the phone because I hate spammers and scammers and telemarketers, so I don't participate in them. You know how I feel about the president. So we are just waiting, and we will interrupt the show when they start the vote so you can hear exactly how they're voting. I can't wait until we go to the Senate That should be a poll question, actually. Do you think Mitt Romney is actually going to follow through and vote to impeach the president on the Senate side? I can't wait to see how he rules, because who knows? Maybe his constituents might get smart and go for a recall. Couple of devastating things here back at home as we wait for the devastation on Capitol Hill. Really sad to see that Aqua Metals isn't having an easy time coming back. You might remember they had a major fire out at the industrial center, the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Trick. It was back at the end of November. Wow. Had to lay off 69 people. That's sad. Sad, sad, sad. But they've been compensated before the holidays, and the company values them, so they were given compensation, and that's good. It's just sad that things like that are happening. But even more sad is the BS that people pull. Just so you know, the Justice Court in Fernley had to be evacuated this morning because of a called-in bomb threat. What are people thinking? What are people thinking? This is so messed up right now. (sighs) 884-9910. We're going to do something a little different today. Because of the actions being taken against Trump. 884-9910. That's your call in and get it off your chest and get your opinion out there line. But let's not be negative today. Because Congress is being negative for all of us. People losing jobs, people gaining jobs, people calling in bomb threats, people taking shots at our law enforcement with bullets and with words and actions. And here we are in the Christmas season. Here we are, 1 week, exactly 7 days from Christmas, when we are supposed to be celebrating life and love and joy. And the Democrats are just tearing this country apart, looking for their globalism. People like Soros and Steyer, Bloomberg, dividing this country on our rights given to us by our forefathers. So I want you to call in today for this next hour and 45 minutes and tell me not only what you're grateful for, what you're blessed with this Christmas season, but also what you love about Trump. What do you love about President Trump? Because he has done, in just a little over 3 years, what other presidents have said that they were going to do in campaign promises. Yes, we're going to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and we're gonna move our embassy there. How many presidents promised that? How many presidents actually did it? One. Trump. Now, that one was controversial, so it made the news all over the place. But what didn't make the news are things like the Small Business Administration lent approximately $500 million more in capital to women-owned businesses in 2017 compared to 2016. And that women's unemployment rate recently reached its lowest rate in 65 years. President Trump has prioritized the economic empowerment of women. Yeah, he has. For all those feminists out there who say it's a war on women for this administration, that's a bunch of BS. And I'm going to have to just keep using BS today because you know what I really want to say. But that's what we're going to do until 12 o'clock today. We are going to go through hundreds of President Trump's accomplishments so far that the media won't tell you about. That whole promises made, promises kept. Until we break in with the vote by a, do I want to say wicked, horrible, corrupt, very partisan Democrat-led House? And I'm with Trump. You'd think if Pelosi was going to go on national TV and do this, you'd think she might use a little bit more fixident. All right. We shall be back. You and me. 884-9910. What do you love about Trump? Love to hear from you. It's the Monica Jay Show, your FM talk show, live and local. All the way until noon, baby. Every single weekday on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
12-pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Spam. 4 Big Maturs, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Are you crying?
No, just my allergies.
Happy holidays, everybody.
That's what we're all saying right now. It's the Monica Jay Show, 92.3, 99.1 FM talk. So let's do this. Live, local, FM talk, 884-9910. What do you love, like, appreciate, tolerate regarding our president? President Donald J. Trump. Got a text from Brad or Monica. The Democrats have gone off the rails. They blindly try to impeach Trump for performing his appointed duty. He exposed Biden for doing exactly what he falsely is being charged of today. Biden's action with Obama's blessing, in fact, was the impeachable offense. We, the American voters, need to know that Biden should not be our president. Bring whatever charges we can against Biden as well. Did we really send these jokers to represent us? When do they intend to do something to represent we the people? Well, Brad, we know. We did not send these jokers there. The Democrats did. Including the jokers from Southern Nevada. Wow. For the Democrats, it's just, ooh, squirrel. Ooh, a squirrel. Let's keep this going. So what does the media not bring to you? The fact that real GDP grew at annual rates of 3.4% in the third quarter of 2018 and 4.2% in the second quarter. Remember back when Trump was running for president and Obama said he's got this economic plan to bring back manufacturing and this go, what does he have, a magic wand? No. He didn't have a magic wand. He's just better at being president of the United States of America rather than bowing to all of the other countries in the world. That's how he brought back manufacturing jobs to this country. That's why this is the eighth time this year that the unemployment rate has been below 4%. Prior to this year, the unemployment rate had fallen below 4% only five times since 1970. And remember how proud Democrats and even some Republicans, I know Republicans have voted for him, that first African-American president was going to bring everybody together and do unprecedented things for the black community. So you could hear things like the unemployment rate for African Americans in May fell to 5.9%, which is the lowest rate on record. Yeah, that wasn't the first African American president that did that. That was Donald Trump, the one that they like to call racist. But I guess it's not just racism against black people because they just say he's racist. Asian and Hispanic American unemployment rates have reached record lows this year as well. Job openings outnumbered the unemployment for the first time on record under Donald J. Trump, our president, the man that they are seeking to impeach in a few hours. I mean, this is incredible. Americans have more money in their pockets thanks to our booming economy right now than ever before. In 2017, median household income rose to a post-recession high. We talk a lot about income inequality. Under President Obama, what we do about that under President Trump, we don't talk about it. President Trump's policies are actually helping to lift Americans out of poverty. Out of it. Why do we have such a homeless increase? Because Democrat-controlled cities, counties, states give people clean needles. And Olympia, Washington, as we found out, will even deliver drugs for them. And let them do whatever they want. Democrat-run cities. Just like the ones we have here in Northern Nevada. Is anybody starting to figure this out yet? It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk, 884-9910. What's your favorite thing about our president? What do you appreciate? I appreciate that we're the home of Fox News, so let's get to it on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
Got your opinions and I got mine, and we agree to agree at least some of the time.
Some of the time. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk at 884-9910. We're talking about the president today because he's being raked over the coals. We're going to flip it around and talk about what you appreciate about our president. What's your favorite thing about Donald J. Trump? And you can call in at 884-9910, or you can send it to me through an email at Monica at 991fmtalk.com, or you can text it to me like somebody just did. Yes, thank you, Brad. By the way, I have to tell you, I have the best listeners. I don't want gifts. I don't ask for gifts. But Brad and Monica just did some traveling and were listening to me streaming through the computer when they were back in North Dakota and brought me the cutest sweatshirt. And it doesn't have a hood on it, which I love. So, Brad, thank you so much. You two are just absolutely awesome. Let's see. He's a free thinker and not someone staring at the backside of the person in front of him. He brought business acumen to the office. You know what? That's exactly true. And that's interesting because that's what we need in the Washoe County School District. We need somebody to bring that business sense, that financial sense, bring that into local politics. We have way too many people getting into politics who are lawyers. They don't know anything about business. They don't know anything about customer relations. They don't know it. They're just lawyers. So they can get in there and they can change things and they can manipulate things. So, Brad, thank you for that great analysis there. Let's see. Julie, I like everything about Donald Trump, but what I like most is that he is a fighter. And that there's work to be done and he's doing it. And we're getting our money back at tax time. Yes, I like that too. 884-9910. What would you like to say about our president today? On a day that he faces impeachment from a pissed off political party that has been trying to impeach him or ruin his reputation, find him as a criminal in conspiracy with Russia, the Russia hoax. Let's see, Stormy Daniels didn't go anywhere. Tax returns ain't going anywhere. So let's just make up stuff about a phony phone call where you can read the transcripts. And now we have to push this through. Wow. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Dana this morning. Hi, Dana. Thanks for joining the conversation today about the president.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. The main issues that I like about Trump is he is doing everything that I hoped he would do when I voted for him. He's a great businessman. He is a wonderful negotiator, and he is a dogged patriot. He's doing things for this country and for us. No matter what the Democrats say, they say that he's doing things against us. But everything that he has done has been for us, to make us a better, stronger country. To when it comes down to trade negotiations or whether it comes to anything, he always puts this country first. The things
that
I tolerate about Donald Trump are the things that I hope my friends tolerate me for, and that is being a human being and speaking my mind, which isn't always popular.
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call.
And thank you, Dana. And sometimes we use colorful language, too. That's just the way we are.
We're human.
We're human. Exactly. Exactly. And that's, you know, Dana brought up great points there. Dana, thank you for the call. Get your calls in, 884-9910. I don't know. Maybe we'll have to send this podcast to the president. Say, hey, when you were thinking that they were trying to make it out, that the Democrats were trying to make it out, that you were going against this country, guess what? This country knows that you're not. Promises made, promises kept. And that's what's really getting under their skin. That's what the real problem is President Trump is showing the country and the world the time that they have been wasting, the money that they have been wasting, the opportunity that they have been wasting. When a man who is not a politician, who is a wonderful businessman, can come in and start fixing all of these issues for the American people, that's a hero in my book, because of all the BS he's had to put up with. 884-9910. Speaking of those trade agreements, China now getting on board. You don't hear from the media about all of the trade negotiations that were redone and are so much better for us with Japan. With other countries throughout the world, the UN negotiations that he did, the NATO negotiations that he did. And I am 100%, I don't care about Biden or Hunter getting them in front of the Senate. We all know what they did. We all know that they're corrupt. He admitted it on live TV. I don't need to see them as witnesses. We know that they did it. And it wasn't just dealings with the Ukraine. It was dealings with China as well. The issue that I have, bringing charges against this president for, once again, as Dana put it, putting our best interests first and not spending millions upon millions, hundreds of millions of dollars from American citizens, hardworking American citizens, putting it on hold to maybe see where that money is going and to be weeding out corruption. He should be doing that on every single country that gets money from the United States of American citizens. From the United States of America's citizens. Say that properly. Every time, who's not getting this? Every time you hear about money going to another country, the billions of dollars that we give out around the world, even though we're trillions of dollars in debt. I know how that works, trust me. Because whenever my nephews come to me and they need something, I will get it for them. And if that means putting it on my credit card, then I'll do it. So I get it. I get how we're still giving away billions of dollars, even though we're trillions of dollars in debt. But that is your money. Just imagine the things that we could do if we had that money. Yeah, we probably could have a free education system, a free higher education system, because education's already free. K through 12 is there, but you know what? What does it matter when you send your kids to that free education, yet to get them into scams of universities that have millions of dollars in endowments, yet aren't helping kids to go to school? The kids we send there need remedial classes because we just want to see those graduation rates up. So we're graduating kids who should be held back. Oh, we can't hold kids back. That'll make them feel bad. Well, let me tell you, I almost didn't graduate. So what did I do when I was told I was going to be held back? I took two semesters of summer school and I got my grades up. Actually, it wasn't a grades issue. I wasn't going to school. It was a truancy issue. Because I hated going to school. I didn't think that I needed that first period history class. Turns out that was probably the worst class that I could miss. I want to hear from you at 884-9910, whether it's on the phone, text me, Monica at 991fmtalk.com, and just 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. And we're going to throw this back in the face of the Democrats. Yesterday's question, have you lost interest in the impeachment? 95% said yes. Of course, probably 90% of them never had any interest. We all know it was a sham. 5% said no. Today's poll question. Will President Trump's approval rating rise following the House impeachment vote? Yes or no? I voted yes. Because even during the impeachment, his popularity was on the rise. So head on over and vote. 991fmtalk.com. As we continue on the Monica Jay Show until the impeachment vote tonight, when we break in to 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, we'll be back with more of your comments right after this. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada on the worst day in American history when it comes to politics, as the House of Representatives, say that with a straight face, that group of elected representatives who are supposed to be working for the American people and representing the American people, trying from day one to impeach a duly elected president, even though they weren't happy about it, who has been doing incredible things. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Do you think Trump's approval rating will rise after the House impeachment vote? I sure do. Just saying. I definitely do. Why? Because. Remember that manufacturing side of business that President Obama said wasn't ever coming back to the United States? Manufacturing added 284,000 jobs last year. That is the most added in a year since 1997. Those jobs that were never coming back to this country. And the National Association of Manufacturers Outlook Index had the highest annual average in its history over the past year. Take that, Obama. You don't know crap when it comes to manufacturing or jobs in this country. Because you were trying to bring this country down from the inside. Let's go to the phone lines at 888-884-9910 and check in with Dave this morning. Dave, what do you love about our president or tolerate?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, hello. Yeah, it's Dave from Carson City, Monica. I'm actually calling instead of emailing.
Hey, Dave.
How are you? I'm actually getting to listen to you today. I'm not at work. I'm in California heading out to Oakland to visit a friend of mine out there. So I've been streaming the show.
Boy, you better be careful.
Oh yeah. Well, she doesn't live where the homeless are hanging out. So
okay.
I should be okay. I was calling regarding what you were saying about what are we thankful for. I hate to start this with a negative because I didn't want it positive, but, you know, when I was working during Obama's administration, his wonderful economy led to me being out of work for 4 years. I got laid off, which wasn't his fault. The company decided to outsource the group I was in, but thanks to the wonderful economy, I couldn't get work. 8 years of Obama with crap in our economy, and then, 2 years or 1 year into the Trump economy actually turning things around, I wound up employed, and I've had a job for over 2 years now.
And a good job.
Yeah, it pays pretty well. It actually does. I'm getting $19.50 an hour.
You know, I mean, that's fantastic.
And it is in the manufacturing sector, in fact. I work out at the, I don't work for Tesla, but I work out at the Gigafactory for one of their battery partners.
You know, Dave, you are the epitome of how Trump has turned this country around and brought those manufacturing jobs back and got people back to work. Because did you want to be unemployed?
No, I hated it. Absolutely.
See?
Hated it.
We don't want to live off of the government, even though for some reason that's what they feel that, you know, the American people need. So, Dave, please drive carefully. Be safe in California, especially around Oakland. But come back and make sure that you call the show when you do. I got to let you go as we wrap up this hour. You take care, too, Dave. And I promise I am going to mail that coin at some point. I've got it all packaged up. Just have to put the address and name on it. I'm terrible. I need an assistant so bad. Producer, assistant, two different things. I love my producer. But here's the thing. When we talk about manufacturing jobs and bringing these things back, you also have to remember that the Trump administration authorized $12 billion in aid to our farmers affected by the unfair regulatory tariffs. And we're going to come back in this next hour, and we're talking about all the things that Trump has done to negotiate a better deal, as Dana had mentioned earlier, for the American people, you and me, not the other countries' higher-ups that the Democrats are concerned about. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM.